This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hurts. Back. Looking. He is going deep, and it is caught! Touchdown!
The Slim Reaper.
Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
Eagles radio, that made it 34-0. The rout was on, and the Eagles are your Super Bowl 59 champions. Andrew Perloff is still in New Orleans, the site of all the festivities and soaking it all up. I'm back in the New York studio. So glad to have you on this Super Bowl Monday. And Perloff, you were at the game. You were at the parties. What was the most improbable moment of the whole night, if there was one, in this absolute domination of what we thought was the dynasty of this era?
Okay, well, improbable based on the discussions we've had. I think that being at the Super Bowl party and watching Nick Sirianni walk in, just the look of satisfaction on that man's face, the cigar and the confidence he was walking with, it's like he had just conquered the biggest dragon of all time. And to me, this is just incredible how this man's image has turned around. He's gone from a guy who most of Philadelphia wanted to fire after week four. It wasn't just the media. There was a fan vote that 80% of people wanted him gone. And you should have seen him last night, Maggie. He was soaking it in. This is one of the great reversals in sports coaching history to me. Second of all is that Howie Roseman, the GM, was actually dancing. So that was my second surprise.
Does he dance like Roseman Elaine from Seinfeld? A lot of kicks, a lot of thumbs.
Yeah. No, Howie Roseman already had this great reputation. But to me, like, all of a sudden, you could see Nick Sirianni walking around like he is the man. And there's no question about it. And I think you owe him an apology.
I said he'd be the first coach fired. He definitely was incredible, really. Not only how, like, he at every time, at every point when it felt like things were getting a little bit bleak for the Eagles, or when things maybe could have fractured or maybe fell apart, the Eagles responded with a big win. And we all know in professional sports, that's the thing that matters. Like, they call it the deodorant. Call it whatever you want. Winning cures it. And every moment where it felt like the team could have really gone down like a dark path, they found a way to win a game. And that's the biggest way for a coach to show and put his stamp on a team that has question marks like this. And, you know, whatever his relationship is with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and all of that, you can't question it today because obviously it all worked. Now, I will make a prediction about Nick Sirianni.
Please.
I think he's going to have a potential to be a little bit like Doug Peterson, where he wins a Super Bowl, but I don't think that he's going to have an Andy Reid-like run and be the coach of the Eagles for 14 years or something like that. I think there's something either about, I don't know, the types of coaches that they're hiring or whatever, where I don't think Sirianni is going to have this job. Like, I'd be surprised if he's still the Eagles coach in 5 years. Let's put it that way.
Oh, my God. You're taking a shot at Nick Sirianni today? What are you doing here?
I'm just saying, I saw it with Doug Peterson. What happened with Doug? Tom Brady with a backup quarterback, and he was shown the door.
Nick Sirianni's had a longer sustained winning than Doug Peterson. He's top five all-time in regular season winning percentage, over 70%. Like, the only other names that have done that are Bill Walsh and people like that.
I know, but he might have this incredible roster, Pearl. You said it yourself. Yeah. You wanted to give the MVP to Howie Roseman, the GM of the team.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think Nick Sirianni fits well in a GM-run team, kind of like a baseball model, a smart GM. So that's why I think that he has a chance to have sustained success here. Now, I totally understand what you're saying. This is, the GM is fickle. You know, he moved on from Carson Wentz, who was great when he was there for a brief period of time. So I get what you're saying. You could be right. But I think that's an interesting poll. Which is more likely? Will Nick Sirianni be gone in 5 years, or will he be a Hall of Fame coach? Well, and I would vote Hall of Fame coach.
Let's put it up on the poll. We've got a couple more poll questions for you. Now, yeah. Saquon Barkley last night did say he feels that the Eagles are on the doorstep of a dynasty. And, you know, it's a fun thing to say when the confetti's falling, but, you know, the Chiefs will tell you this is a hard thing to do. And by the way, I still consider the Chiefs a dynasty. They didn't get the three-peat, but they did win 3 in 6 years. I do think that that does apply. So just to give that to them. But we have to put the GOAT discussion on pause, and we'll see if we're going to warm it back up again next season or what have you. But Brady's got it now. He can rest easy. Mahomes is on his corner, but he hasn't taken him out yet.
But he's 29.
Okay, but Brady went 10 years in between winning Super Bowls. It's possible that Mahomes could still keep going to them, but the formula's out now. Look at what the Eagles did. Look at what the Bucks did.
Yeah, the formula is make sure that you have a guard playing tackle and an undrafted free agent at guard. The Chiefs will fix that O-line. And you know why I know that? Because they did it last time. They're resilient as all get out. They can fix things in a hurry. Now, the issue is, how long will Andy Reid coach? I think that's a real issue. And when Kelsey's gone, is that going to be a big problem? But I think they've actually, because of all the Super Bowl trips, Maggie, like, they're challenging the Patriots. They're just as good as the Patriots dynasty.
I mean, yeah, I also want to, like, leave a little space, and I know it hasn't happened yet, but we're talking about the AFC West, and this is going to become a bigger discussion as we move into the offseason. This might be the greatest collection of coaches that we've had in one division in a long, long time. Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and now Pete Carroll. Now, Pete Carroll's coming into a gunfight with a knife because he has no quarterback right now, and we'll see what happens. They don't have a lot of, you know, they want to turn things around real fast, but the division's about to get a lot harder, too. I do think there are going to be some things that stack up against the Chiefs, and I think this game, despite going 15-2 over the regular season, this game showed that they have some work to do, and I have no doubt that they can do it, but it becomes a challenge just like it does for any other top team. You're picking at the bottom of the first round in every round of the draft. You know, you got to paying guys. We'll see what happens. But what do you think about Saquon Barkley declaring that the Eagles are the next dynasty, Pearl? As the Eagle fan here who's celebrating today, how does that feel?
Absolutely. I totally agree with him. I get this strong feeling that this is not the last Eagles Super Bowl party I will be at. I don't know why. I mean, first of all, you just look at the youth of the roster. Hurts is young. Barkley himself, running backs have, you know, pretty small shelf lives. I don't know if it's going to be Barkley. But again, Barkley was fantastic, but when you have Jordan Mailata and you have Landon Dickerson and all these Cam Jurgens, you have that offensive line, you can replace that. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, somehow they're signed up. Dallas Goedert's fantastic. Yes, I think that there's so many pieces that this, you know, a modern dynasty, I don't think they're going to three-peat, don't get me wrong, but I think they're going to be back a lot. Now, the NFC, I think, actually is secretly better than the AFC, so I think they will have some challenges coming up. Maybe Detroit gets its act together. They lost their coordinator, so who knows about that. But I do think the Eagles will be back here. Maybe not every year like the Patriots did or the Chiefs did, but I think there's another ring in this particular group. How about you, Maggie? Do you think that this could be a small dynasty?
I don't know. And a couple things. I'm not trying to throw cold water. Your team was excellent last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, you left no doubt that we're so dominant. It was a blowout. We haven't had one of those in a while in a Super Bowl. It was shocking to see Mahomes play that badly and just be that under duress. And, you know, it was pretty stunning. I mean, obviously we saw it in 2020, but there just seemed like there were so many more obvious reasons it happened in 2020. Mahomes was so much younger. The offensive line was missing so many more pieces, all of that. And lost those pieces like right before the game. You know, the thing is with the Chiefs this time around, they had to shuffle things around on the offensive line, but they had a month to all get used to each other.
But it's definitely a low-quality offensive line, extremely low.
Yeah, so they are the second highest paid, according to Spotrac, in the entire NFL.
How is that possible?
Well, they're overpaying guys, clearly.
Like who?
Like Juwan Taylor, who got absolutely worked last night. And
yeah,
others.
But he's on a short-term deal, though, so that's deceiving.
So I guess like one part about this is I would have liked to seen the Philadelphia Eagles play the Detroit Lions. Now, I think that Philadelphia, listen, I'm not taking anything away from what you did last night. You are the champs with a bullet. It was phenomenal to see. But you did get a chance. You didn't have to go on the road at all in the playoffs. And the Commanders took out the Detroit Lions. So I would have liked to have seen that game. So that's just my one thing there.
Well, Jared Goff would have panicked against the Eagles, too. I mean, that Jared Goff had a panic game in him, and Jared Goff single-handedly gave that game to the Commanders. Why wouldn't he do that against the Eagles?
He may have. I mean, he may have, and it would have looked 20 times worse because the Commanders' defense wasn't even that good, and the Eagles was the best in the league. So that could have been really bad. And the fact is you do have Jaden Daniels now in your division. So is that going to put up a little more resistance than what the rest of the NFC East has been kind of giving? Because, you know, Cowboys are super up and down and probably down now for a while, and the Giants can't get their act together. Pearl, next segment, can we do your top five moments from being in the stadium last night?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And by the way, Jaden Daniels is on the oldest team in the NFL. The Commanders don't scare me. And one thing I want to go back, do you honestly think the Chiefs are scared of Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and Pete Carroll? Is there a time machine to their 10 years ago for those guys? There's no way those guys are scaring Patrick Mahomes. And we came into this. You keep thinking that Sean Payton and Harbaugh are going to do this. I don't see it.
Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4227. Super Bowl 59 is in the books. It's Perloff's birds that are flying high. Frank is in Georgia. Frank, what do you think, sir?
Good morning. Congratulations to the Eagles and Perloff. I called in last week, and I told you that I was secretly rooting for the Chiefs because of a house full of Eagles fans. Well, Someone squealed.
Oh, no.
And I'm not blaming you, Perloff, but I'm keeping my eye on you. but I ended up having to wear the Kelly Green, Reggie White shirt, so it wasn't that bad. But it was a fun game to watch. We had some great food, but everyone's been talking about the defensive line and everything, but I want to really single out the defensive ends because they really contained Patrick Mahomes and really forced him to stay in the pocket. And a lot of times when he got those sacks, he was stepping up into the pocket, and the tackles are right there to take him down. So I really want to say good job to the defensive ends. Yes, there's a blueprint to beat the Chiefs, but you got to have the guys to execute that blueprint.
Frank, you know? No doubt. It was the same. There was like a book on how to beat Tom Brady. You know, the Giants were able to do it. You got the pressure up the middle, and then Brady would get flustered, and he wouldn't be able to get the ball out quickly. And, Frank, we love the image of you secretly hiding in the kitchen, you know, fist bumping for the Chiefs while your family of Eagle fans were, like, in the other room. But, unfortunately, not much to fist bump about with the Chiefs last night. It was all Eagles, and thank you for the phone call. But Frank's right, Pearl. There is a playbook, but you got to execute it. And the Eagles had the roster to do it.
Yeah, I was so surprised they were contained Mahomes running out to the right, but they did an incredible job. By the way, Kelly Green, Reggie White, that is awesome. Guess, Maggie, what the most popular jersey among Eagles fans was?
A Kelly Green, either Saquon or... Is it a current player?
Nope.
Okay, Kelly Green, Randall Cunningham.
That was very, very popular, but that was probably second. This is my informal poll.
Okay. Am I right about the Kelly Green?
It was Kelly Green and non-Kelly Green. It wasn't specific, but there was one jersey I saw the most of. And I'll give you a hint. It doubles as formal wear in Philadelphia.
Brian Dawkins.
There were so many 20s. It was unbelievable. It is by far the most popular former player. Randall and Brian Dawkins are 1 and 2.
I don't know if there's another city in America where you can wear a player's jersey to both a wedding and a funeral. Like, the Brian Dawkins jersey is totally appropriate to wear in Philadelphia to both a black tie affair and also to say your final respects to a loved one or a friend.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for Philadelphia royalty, I think there's Ben Franklin, Dr. J, We used to have Cosby. We don't have him anymore. So I would go maybe Bradley Cooper and Brian Dawkins. That's about like the Mount Rushmore.
Wait,
to me.
Rocky? You're not going to put Sly up there?
Well, he's fictional. I guess you
could have fooled me, guys. I celebrated more than Joe Frazier, so I wasn't sure if you all knew that.
Yeah, Joe, I should have gone with Joe Frazier. You're right. I can't put Rocky in there, but that would have been a good call, too.
By the way, did they end up playing the Rocky song?
No.
Okay. Because they did in Minnesota.
Well, somebody in Minnesota must have cheated because there were no team-specific hype videos. How they let a Rocky video in the third quarter to fire up the Eagles against Tom Brady's Patriots, I have no idea. They weren't doing any of that bias stuff. And obviously the Eagles didn't need the just win. What was it? Yeah, just win, Rock.
No, you were winning by three scores.
Would you like me to do or hum the song, the instrumental?
You know, why don't we hold on for that? Let's go to Wilson, who's in California, has been waiting patiently. Hey, Wilson, how are you? Save us.
Well, I'm doing well this morning. Congratulations to Andrew Perloff. Great victory. And to answer that previous question, as a former Raiders season ticket holder up here, yeah, I'm very happy to see the Chiefs go down. Thank you. I have two takes. The first one was, in the last 2 weeks, we heard a lot about, you know, officials' bias favoring the Chiefs, and it almost became a narrative for a while. And during that game, you had two early calls early in the game, you know, that were commented about. But I'm glad that that did not become the narrative as the game went on. That just the excellence and the beatdown that Philly was putting on the Chiefs, you know, during the game, that they got that out of the way early. And, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, because we heard it all week, and you know what I'm saying. The other thing is, late in the game, you start to hear the Chiefs' war cry, okay? Now, Andrew, I knew you were there in the stands, okay? And knowing Philly fans, was that Philly fans mocking the Chiefs fans by doing their war cry?
Well, it must have been. Oh. I actually did not hear that, but that has to be it, because there was not enough people there to do a war cry. All the people in red had left.
When did they start heading to the exits? And thank you for the call, Wilson.
Yeah, fourth quarter, but, you know, I was just thinking about something, Maggie.
Win. Oh.
What are we waiting for?
Win.
Thank you, Maggie.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Sorry, Manny's mad at me because I tried to sneak the sound in on my phone. I didn't think you guys would allow me to play that. So I was like, wait, I had this whole elaborate plan.
No, anyway. Listen, it's your day. You get to play the Eagles stuff, all the Rocky stuff. It's always hilarious that he's going, take this, and it's a piece of cake in his hands, which is always just a funny.
But I have a question, an important question, Maggie.
Yeah.
It was on my mind.
What are we waiting for?
Listen, guys, we got to let Perloff get it all out. Get it all out of your system today. You deserve it. Birds are the champs. We saw Bourbon Street, everyone, Broad Street, everyone flooded on the streets. I haven't seen any negative reports coming out of that yet, too. So hope everybody is staying really safe there. We are asking you on X, did it feel good to see the Chiefs get crushed in the Super Bowl? You just heard from Wilson. He's like, yeah, I did like seeing the Chiefs get smacked around a little bit. I think a lot of people did. And the fact that the referee calls did not become the story of the game. The story of the game is the Eagles' full dominance of the Chiefs, Pearl. But yeah. I'm going to be honest. Early on, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here we go. And it started on the first drive when A.J. Brown got called for what looked like a ticky-tack offensive pass interference on a gutsy fourth down call, a fourth and two. They don't go to the tush push. In fact, it's Jalen Hurts in the gun. And he goes down the sideline to A.J. Brown for a huge connection, 30 yards or something, 22 yards, whatever it was, 32 yards. And they nullify it with the OPI. It was like, oh, man, don't get us started with this. But then they did do a little bit of a makeup call, giving Dallas Goedert an unnecessary roughness call when Hurts threw the ball high and McDuffie went up and they kind of grazed helmets. It didn't even look like it was any contact. And then we were kind of off then.
Yeah, A.J. Brown later on ran a sideline route and pushed the guy with two hands, and they didn't call it. So they did do a bunch of makeup calls. I really did not like the second and 26, they called a personal foul for a late hit on Saquon Barkley. That was, not that the game was going to change, but that was a massive call. I couldn't believe, I don't like, Maggie, I think we have a big officiating problem with personal fouls. Like, that is where, and you called for that since the Sam Darnold play early in the season, you want face masks to be reviewable. I think that's really where officials have to look. Like, the level of contact for a personal foul seems inconsistent.
Absolutely. And it looks like they are going to take a look at face masks, or at least they're going to put it up for a committee. I mean, you got 150 cameras. Like, let's get this right, guys. 855-212-4227. Keep your calls coming. Did you like seeing the Chiefs get smacked around last night? And then also, do we have to put a pause on the Mahomes GOAT talk for now? Three-peat would have been special. For now, Maggie, yes. Go ahead, bro.
If people don't like a possible three-peat Chiefs, can you imagine if the Philadelphia Eagles were on the brink of a three-peat? The hatred. These people hate the Eagles. If they were good and you had them shoved down your face for 3 years in a row, even I might start to hate the Eagles.
You know, it's so right. You basically, Perloff, like, you get a day. Like, I hope you're really enjoying this, because after today, like, it's, no one's ever, like, the country is not going to be behind you like this tomorrow. Let's just call it what it is. So hopefully you're enjoying it today. All right, coming up next, Perloff will give us his top five moments from being in the stadium last night to watch the Birds win. We'll get to that and more of your calls in just moments. It's M&P. Amazing, with the mayor at the end to come in. Apparently, this is a hard word to say. I thought you had to be like 40 Yinglings deep to not remember how to spell the word Eagles. But apparently, it's it hangs some people up. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff, a happy Andrew Perloff today. His Birds are sitting at the top of the NFL mountain. He's still in New Orleans soaking it all up. We're going to get his top five moments from the game in just a minute. I'm back here in New York, and we are asking you a question. Do we pause the GOAT debate now that Patrick Mahomes got fully throttled in last night's game? And also, did you like watching the Chiefs get smacked around a little bit in the Super Bowl? This one, pretty lopsided. All right, Pearl, you got your top five moments from yesterday?
I'm ready to go.
All right, Manny, let's give him a little music.
Oh, yes. I like that we're going with heavy NFL films music for this, even though the points are kind of light. By the way, Maggie, the light stayed on. I don't know if that was clear on TV. That's not one of my points, but it was a lot better last Super Bowl. Okay, I'm going to start. Number five, I have to tell you, and I don't know what showed up on TV, it was by far the simplest halftime set physically I've ever seen. Normally, it takes an army of workers to bring the Super Bowl halftime stage on and off. It was done in 5 minutes. It was easy. Did that translate on TV? I was curious.
Not really, but if you want to shout out the grounds crew, we're always here for that.
No, I'm not shouting out the grounds crew. Kendrick Lamar didn't have anything fancy. Did you remember the army that it took to put Rihanna's set out there? I'm just saying, like, they didn't try to do anything physically different with the Super Bowl set, which I thought was a really interesting choice.
No, that is good. And actually, the last time we were in New Orleans, you said the lights stayed on. But remember, Beyonce was out there with, like, it was a Destiny's Child reunion.
Yeah.
And those other two chicks literally fell through a trap door, like, after 15 seconds on the stage. It was much more elaborate. You're right.
What happened to 50 Cent hanging upside down from a building they somehow constructed on the 40-yard line and somehow got rid of in the L.A. Super Bowl? It was crazy simple. Okay, Number four is actually a football point. I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the All 22 yet. The wide receivers were so startlingly open for the Philadelphia Eagles because it started out with 8 guys in the box and 9 guys in the box and 10 guys in the box. Every single Chiefs defender was up at the line. So every single time A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were streaking past the cornerbacks, the Eagles just didn't either have time to throw deep or didn't want to throw deep. They were trying to control the clock. But it became almost a joke how open the Eagles receivers were downfield.
Is that why you said they could have hung 50 on them?
Easily. They could have done exactly what they did to the Commanders. Easily.
Do you think they were trying to get a moment for Saquon then? Why do you think they aired it out anymore? Oh, they just wanted to kill clock.
Clock.
Yeah.
I know, which is very dangerous against the Chiefs because that's how you basically let a comeback. But they did the opposite of Kyle Shanahan in the 28-3 game. They definitely were very conservative. That by the end of the game, all they cared about was the clock. And then Kenny Pickett came in. For a second, I thought he was going to blow it. But, okay, number three. It's an inside media baseball thing, Maggie. But I didn't know this. Maybe I missed it. I was not allowed in the locker room after the game. And, you know, I was told by an NFL person why. Can you guess why a large chunk of the media was not allowed in the locker room?
I think probably because the locker rooms aren't big enough.
Nope. The guy who stole Tom Brady's jersey changed everything. That's what I heard. That was a theory. But apparently, and maybe I missed it, they severely limit locker room access to the media. Only like a select few people get to go in there.
Because that guy stole the jersey and like absconded to Mexico with it?
That's what I heard.
Everyone.
Yeah, I know. That guy, I just know that whole story. It's like, you know how you love the eBay story?
Yeah.
I knew you love that guy with the Tom Brady jersey, so I wanted to bring that up.
And they got it back, right? I think that ended with our colleagues Jenny Vrentis and Robert Klemko in Mexico, like in a Jeep and some back road trying to find the jersey. I kid you not.
Yeah, you would watch a 30 for 30 on that over anything. Okay, number two, no surprise. Security was bananas. It was hard to get anywhere near the stadium. Once you did get in, they basically wanded you down for an extra 3 minutes. And I was nervous because obviously probably the two biggest Americans were there, Donald Trump and Taylor Swift. So they because of the sad tragedy in New Orleans, it was like an army base at the Superdome. You felt really secure, though. They did an amazing job. So a lot of credit to New Orleans. And Maggie, I know you agree. Like, New Orleans did a killer job this week.
Yeah, we did feel very, very safe there. At every point, everyone was definitely on top of their game. They were way more engaged than the Kansas City Chiefs looked in that first half.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, number one, I've said it before. I'm going to go 10-1 in the stadium, Eagles fans. Waiting in the bathroom line, every single time somebody starts an Eagles chant. Going to get a hot dog, Eagles chant. The number of green jerseys, unbelievable. You walked down the hallways, you would have thought you were in the Link. TV could not do it justice, the Eagles' presence. It was overwhelming. They were loud. They were obnoxious. It was a full Philadelphia experience in the Superdome last night.
Go Birds!
So those are Perloff's top five moments from being in the Superdome last night to watch his Birds win. You know, here's the one thing about the Eagles fans, like, they took over. It was easy to hear on TV how loud they were. But I want to, like, that's not killing Chiefs fans. Like, it is so expensive to go to these games. And the fact that your team makes it back so many times in a row, I mean, who can afford to keep going to these games? Like, if you are a diehard Chiefs fan and you're not Paul Rudd, you've probably, like, been to your one. You know, you're ponying up the money for the flights. The hotels are outrageous. Then you just get to the tickets.
Yep.
And Pearl, you told me that even on the Eagles side, you had heard that the tickets were massively expensive, even more so than 2017 when they won for the first time in their history, which you would think the demand would have been out of control for that one. I get it why fans have to at some point say enough's enough. Like, we're not all made of money, you know?
Absolutely. They actually went up significantly from 2 years ago from Glendale, Arizona. Oh, by the way, I had one thing from the party. The party was amazing. A good friend got me in. It was fantastic. Guess who the Eagle who was on stage the most, danced the most, tried to sing into a mic that wasn't unplugged? Dallas Goedert thinks he's a full-on performer. It's the funniest thing. Like, all the people are up there, but Dallas Goedert keeps on going in the front and trying. He was hyping up the crowd the entire time. He's the number one party guy on the Eagles. I never would have predicted that.
That's awesome. You know, I'm surprised your top five didn't have any celebrities in it, because you're Mr. Celeb.
Oh, Shane Gillis almost ran into me at the Eagles party. I was thinking more atmosphere of the stadium. I wasn't thinking of the party. Now, the party was big. I'm sure there were a lot of celebrities that I had no access to. You know how these things are. There's like one room for the main people. Then there's some secret back room where Nick Sirianni went into. So there's another party that I have. Meek Mill is there, I'm sure. I don't know what's going on behind that closed door.
Yeah, there's always a back room.
Oh,
always
my God.
Always a back room.
Yeah.
You might not want to go through in that back room, but it's always back there.
Yeah. You know, and the Philly celebrities were on fire last night. Bradley Cooper. Again, Shane Gillis. He's all of a sudden attached himself to this team. Pete Davidson, I'm sure, was there. You know how Pete Davidson, the former SNL star, he's now best friends with Big Dom, and everyone is seeing them hanging out everywhere. Did you know that little fact?
I did, but I saw Pete Davidson all over in the Eagles gear. I'm like, dude, you're Staten Island. Like, you got two. He's a Jets fan, isn't he?
He's connected to Big Dom. They're very, very tight now.
Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't realize Big Dom was involved.
Well, yeah. No, I'm just saying.
I'll back off.
Yeah. Would you not think that Pete Davidson and Big Dom would be good friends?
Well, I'm glad the Bogish is sitting in here now, because he's got updates for us. I didn't realize Anne Hathaway was a big Eagles fan.
Wait, she was at the stadium?
They showed her on TV. She's got Eagles green on. She's from Jersey,
but that doesn't
I think
mean anything.
Yeah, no, she was rooting for the Eagles, because the video shows her rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah.
But how about all of America finally agreeing with me that Anne Hathaway is amazing and awesome, and everyone in the show is just like, ooh, Anne Hathaway, really, bro?
Well, America do that? Last
all
night?
All I saw on social media was, wow, Anne Hathaway looks amazing. Wow, Anne Hathaway's awesome. Wow, wow. I was right.
It's not like we thought Anne Hathaway was a dog, EJ.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I'm about to pull up the archive. You guys were ripping me.
No, yeah. No one said she was ugly. We just said she was a unique choice for like your number one celebrity crush.
Yeah.
You might as well say she had a good personality.
She's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's Anne Hathaway, dude. She's like, does modeling. Everyone knows
the
that.
The capping happened right now is insane.
But
it's not like I was not roasted on this show when I said Anne Hathaway was my crush.
No, we did. We all like, we sat there, we were like, Anne Hathaway.
That's exactly.
Not Sydney Sweeney, not, you know.
Not who I partied with on Friday night, by the way.
You didn't.
No big deal.
Wow. Now we're getting the real stories.
Oh, yeah. Put a poll up, Sydney Sweeney versus your guy, Anne Hathaway.
She's a girl, so.
Your guy.
Well, we do polls. It's, yeah.
Oh,
I was basically dancing with Miles Teller and Sydney Sweeney. And when I say dancing with, I was watching Miles Teller dance, and my friend said he saw Sydney Sweeney, who was apparently paid to be there.
I showed up at a party on Thursday, and as I'm entering, Ludacris is leaving. And I'm like, this party just started.
Where are you going?
These celebrities get paid for appearances and decide, oh, I've done my 5 minutes, I'm gone. This guy, Ludacris, could not have walked faster to this Suburban that was outside of this club we were at.
He's got somewhere to be.
Do you think he was going to stop and talk to you and just hang out for 10 minutes?
No, the party was like 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in. It wasn't like I came super late. I was like a fashionably late deal, and he was gone.
You missed it.
What would you have said to him if you did get to corner him?
I'm like, yo, I love your music. You're awesome. Like, you're one of the most underrated rappers ever. I love Ludacris, actually.
No, he is fantastic. I didn't realize, speaking of rappers and ones of a lot of acclaim, that in New Orleans, the Juvenile song, Back That... For radio, they say that thing up. You guys can back that thing
spell
up.
Spell it, Maggie.
They actually spell A-Z-Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that works.
So that song actually has a day in New Orleans. June 24, 2024 was proclaimed by the mayor of New Orleans as Back That Thing Up Day in New Orleans.
Mark it on my calendar.
I was going to say. So, you know, shout out to everyone who celebrates Back That Thing Up Day.
How did you find this out? Did you back it up on the wrong day and you were told otherwise?
Lady, okay. Get a clue.
I don't, by the way,
June 23rd.
That's where you were on Friday. You were in lockup for backing it up on the wrong day.
I didn't actually have the flu. I was violating a city ordinance when I backed that thing up on the wrong day.
Waiting to see a judge.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm a tourist. I got my days mixed up. No, my friend told me.
EJ had an amazing getting blown off by an NFL player. We're not going to say who it was, but EJ, little Ernest EJ at a party, tried to make a friend and was shot down as hard as I've seen or heard of a player shooting down.
Can I guess who it is?
I don't mind naming him, but yeah, sure.
Is it a Jet?
Same city.
The hell is the Jet going to be doing at the Super Bowl?
Other city.
Ooh, Malik Nabers?
Well, Jermaine Johnson was there. No crutches or anything, so.
It was a giant.
Yeah.
It was Malik Nabers.
I mean, no.
Tommy DeVito.
Malik Nabers seems nice.
Sexy Dexy?
No.
Oh, Thibodeau.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, right.
He's not stopping.
Of course. All I said was, yo, what's up? What's up, Kayvon? He looked at me, just kept going. Yeah. Like, you can't say, oh, what's up? That's all I asked. I didn't want to even, like, mingle or anything.
Oh, was Pearl up in his Umbro running shorts next to you stretching? Is that what got the problem?
Maybe that was the problem,
By the way, if you guys have not seen the Jerry the Bull McCormick video that Perloff did in the French Quarter, where he pretended to be an old Eagles backup to the defensive line coach or whatever he's like, the assistant to the assistant. Right. It is so funny. You guys did such a great job. It's on our social media. You are Jerry the Bull McCormick.
Yeah. I walked in those short shorts around New Orleans. A lot of people said in so many words, nice bleep. Thank you.
One guy, also not back that thing up day.
One guy, I couldn't get it in the video because you couldn't hear him well enough, but one guy yelled, hey, I can see your underwear under your shorts, bro. So funny.
That didn't make the cut.
It's too low. You couldn't hear it, but I heard him.
Oh, man. Yes, check out the Jerry the Bull McCormick video. We did a couple videos outside of Radio Row. We did that. We did a crawfish eating challenge at the Seafood Boil, the world famous place, which Perloff smoked me. And it was like Eagles Chiefs. I was the Chiefs in this one. And we also went to an alligator farm and got a tour from Richard, who only had six fingers. Bogus, we've left you no time. Can you stick around?
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Back to you, Maggie.
Thank you very much. I'm going to give you the option if you want to stick around after this. See you guys on the phones. We will give a grade to some of the other things that happened in the Super Bowl. Broadcasts, commercials, everything else that we saw. We'll do that along with more game breakdown in just moments. Welcome back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff on a victory Monday for Pearl. His Birds won Super Bowl 59, and they did it in dominant fashion, taking down the Chiefs, stopping a dynasty, and making history themselves in the process. Let's get to the phones. 855-212-4227. Jeff is in Tucson. We're asking if we have to pause the Mahomes GOAT debate for now, considering how he played yesterday and how he was unable to complete the three-peat. What's up, Jeff?
Morning, Maggie. Morning, Andrew. Hey, thanks for taking my call. One of the things I wanted to say is that I think that Brady was saying under his breath, not so fast, as Corso would say. And I think there was a little glee in his announcing yesterday every time Mahomes got sacked. So the dynasty may be on hold for the time being, but I do think that if Kelsey does retire, that kid from Penn State may plug in really good, the tight end, to that kind of offense. You know, that's the first thing I wanted to say.
He's gone in six picks, dude.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know if the Chiefs are going to be able to get Ty Warren, who's the outstanding tight end from Penn State. He might be well off the board by the time that the Chiefs are picking.
Really? You think that he's going to go that soon? All right, well, I was just looking at that as an option. And the other thing I wanted to say to you, Drew, is that I know that I was sitting at home yesterday, and the Eagles got this big lead, 24-0 at halftime, and I actually thought about you.
Aww.
Sitting at home, thinking, man, I'm so glad for you, because, you know, I'm a lifelong suffering Browns fan, so anytime you can win a Super Bowl, anytime you can get to the Super Bowl, there's a win, you know what I mean, in my book. So congrats to you, and Maggie, it's going to be oh so suffering you for the next week.
Oh,
this is going to go for a week.
Jeff, if this only lasted a week, I'd sign up for that. I'm serving a life sentence now. Do you realize? I got Andrew Perloff fresh off of... excuse me. My flu came back.
Yeah. But, Maggie, here's the thing. You have to know that if the Bills were in the Super Bowl and my Eagles were not, you know me well enough to know I would jump on that Bills bandwagon and I would glom onto your fandom and just pretend I was a Bills fan.
I know, which is not right, and it's not okay. But what Jeff doesn't understand is that the courtesy that Jeff is extending to you to say, hey, my team's not in it, I'm glad your team won it, is something that you would never do to somebody else. We established this last week. You don't want to see anyone else's teams win, except if maybe you climb on the bandwagon in some kind of phony, fugazi way. But you only want you to be happy, no one else to be happy.
Well, you have to look at a bigger picture. The Bills were in the AFC title game, and the Eagles were in the NFC title game. So if the Eagles were out of it, then I would have just rooted for the Bills. But I couldn't have the Bills advance and the Eagles not advance, because that would have hurt. And also, too, I hate Manny and EJ's fandom so much. Like, I'm openly against that. I mean, you understand why, right?
Their teams won a combined, like, 8 games this year. I mean, they're so far away from this conversation.
It's the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. I knew that wasn't about a football talk.
Yeah. No, the Knicks you may have to deal with.
We are the New York Knicks.
Well, we've got a while. It's not basketball. We're not turning the page fully to basketball yet, although we do have some Luka Doncic stuff.
I hate your Mets fandom too, Maggie, because they paid so much for Juan Soto. That's hateable.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
The Phillies definitely don't they definitely bargain shop for their free agents.
Whatever, dude.
Let's go to Ken, who's in Baltimore. Keep it on the Super Bowl. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Maggie, how you doing? The first thing I want to say is I used to call you and Moose all the time, so I miss you.
Ken, I remember. You know, thank you so much for calling then and now. What's on your mind?
This is my first time. I want to challenge Perloff, and I want you and EJ to break this ice. Perloff said earlier, and hi, Perloff. Perloff said earlier that this defense would have ate Brady up. I beg to differ. If Brady was on KC, first thing is, Mahomes, this is when being a running quarterback hurts you. What Brady would have done, he'd have figured it out. He'd have dinked and dunked. 2 yards here, 2 yards there, 2 yards, first down. That's all he would have been doing to loosen up Philly's defense. And Mahomes, he just started running all over the place, throwing the ball all over the place and panicking. Mm-hmm. That's not Brady's game. He'd have been doing the two-yarders. A quick slant. Poof, poof, poof. That's Brady's game. That's why he's the GOAT, and Mahomes can't catch him.
Ken,
what do y'all think?
Interesting. And thanks so much for calling, Ken. Great to hear from you. I do remember you calling back in those Saturday morning days, and that was a lot of fun. What do you think, Perla?
I disagree, because the reason there was no short passing to be had is because the Chiefs have no vertical threat. So the Eagles defenders were not giving them any cushion at all. Like, why are you going to give DeAndre Hopkins any cushion? He's not running by you. Maybe 4 years ago. Why are you giving Kelsey any cushion? The Eagles defense moved up. They were not scared at all because there was no deep threat at all. And they knew Mahomes couldn't stand there back enough because there were so many battles won up front. I mean, no one's going to block Jalen Carter, but all the other guys, Josh Sweat was unblockable. So there was no deep threat, so they kept moving up. There was no short game to be had.
Yeah, but to be fair for Brady, but take out the years he had Moss when he actually didn't win. You know, without Randy Moss, who was Brady's? Who are the burners? Like, he
Brady
was going to
Welker
and Amendola. And like, yeah. I think he and Edelman and Gronk, like, he really didn't need burners either. He might have been able to quick pass him to death, but I don't know.
Well, it would have been the Giants game. Yep. What was that, 21-17, the Tyree catch game? He would have had trouble because Jalen Carter would come up the middle. We're not even talking about Jalen Carter today because they did kind of contain him, but I think there was a cost to that. So I think Brady would have had the same problems that you said earlier in the show. Coming up the middle is hard for any quarterback.
But that's actually why I agree with the caller about Brady having more success, because Brady didn't make those disastrous plays against the Giants. The Giants were beating them up the middle, off the edges. They were crushing them. But guess what? Those games were close. You know why? Because Brady didn't make the disastrous interception.
But he wasn't down two touchdowns, EJ. He wasn't forced to, you know, he was up. No, he didn't need to throw. He didn't need to make a play.
No, but they were down in part because of a pick six. Like you're down 10-0. That's not an insurmountable lead. Like, the game is still in the balance, right? You do a pick six deep in your own territory. That's not desperation. That's just playing football.
But so, there was nothing. There was nowhere to go.
No, there were some times where he missed some checkdowns for some bigger throws where he either got sacked or won again the Gene play. He got picked off. So it wasn't like there was nothing available. There were some plays where he could have checked down. He said he wanted to make the bigger play. Maybe it was desperation. Maybe it was whatever. I'm just saying, I've watched Brady play against a defense like that, and they weren't down 40-6. He
this
kept those
so
games
sad.
Close.
This is so sad to see your Chiefs hatred now making praise
hatred.
Tom Brady. Hatred, dude.
To be fair, Mahomes said it. I mean, he's like, it was my turnovers that put us in a bad spot. And I actually did see Chiefs superfan Nick Wright, who's on Fox Sports 1, say, all right, the Chiefs are down 10-0. Now the Super Bowl can start. He said, this is like a weird thing about this dynasty is that they're always playing from behind. And it's true. And this time the Eagles just gave them no daylight. And also, when the Chiefs had moments where you thought they could crawl back into the game, it was a drop. It was a penalty. Yeah. It was the Mahomes interception or the Mahomes other interception. You know, they kept doing things, and the Eagles were baiting them into things. I think that just made a comeback impossible. Yeah. And instead, the opposite happened, a total blowout.
Man, they need a healthy Rashee Rice, and they need to throw to Worthy more. They do not have weapons.
Did the pressure get to Kansas City? Why did they look so flat coming out in that game last night? We'll dive into that next 855-212-4227. It's Maggie and Perloff. Perloff's birds are sky high.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.